TalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes. This is the show that will inform and inspire you whether you're preparing for a pageant competition or just want to be an everyday beauty queen. We're here to help you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, and thanks so much for listening today. I'm Valerie Hayes, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that can help you find joy and success at your next pageant competition or in your life as an everyday beauty queen. We want to help you make this year your best year ever. Well, on today's show, I'm going to be talking about how you can get and keep a totally killer body. I'm going to be talking with what I call my secret weapon. This is the woman I've been using to work with all of my private coaching students, because let's be honest, ladies, you and I both know that you can have the best interview in the world, but if you can't pass the fitness level and get at least an average or better than average score, you're not going to come out on top. So we're going to be talking with her about the importance of nutrition, how much protein you really need, and how to get a slim physique that doesn't look too buff. You know, just because you've got six-pack abs doesn't mean that that's a pageant physique. Then a little later in the show, I'll be answering your questions about your MAO contestant resume and if it makes good business sense for a pageant director to compete. So it's a jam-packed show today. But before we get to all of that, I want to let everyone know that yes, I will be in Las Vegas for Miss Universe. I've been getting tons of Facebook messages and email messages. I will be in Las Vegas. I will be there on Friday, August 20th, Saturday, the 21st, Sunday, the 22nd, and Monday, August 23rd. And yes, you can schedule private coaching appointments. And what about this? I've put together a fabulous package for you that I'm going to be announcing via email later today. You'll get a one-hour coaching session with me. And in addition to that, you'll get a complimentary copy of my 501 Perfect Practice Pageant ebook. And you'll get a complimentary 30-minute session with Robin Fleming of La Casa Hermosa right there in Vegas while you're there having a great time to give you a wardrobe consultation. So all the details are going to be in the email that's going out later today. So make sure you check your inbox for that. And then I know many of you are getting ready for your fall pageant. I want to remind you that it's so easy to practice your interview skills on your own at home. I want you to know that I received emails in the last week from two girls I've never met, never talked to them on the phone. They both purchased the 501 Perfect Practice Pageant questions, followed the suggestions on how to practice, and they both won their state-level titles. So congratulations to them. So make sure you get the Mastering the Pageant Interview Audio CD and my downloadable ebook, 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions. The audio CD is full of the exact same coaching and strategic advice that I share with my private coaching students. And my ebook, 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, is the number one tool you've got to have in order to get that top interview score. And the best part is the proceeds from every purchase benefit Kiva, an organization which empowers others to lift themselves out of poverty. You know, pageantry is all about self-improvement and personal development. And the women who receive funds from Kiva use those microloans to build businesses to lift themselves and their families out of poverty. So if you're getting ready for your fall pageant, don't wait another day. Just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview Audio CD and the 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions graphics up there at the top on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and get ready to get your top interview score this fall. Well, as I mentioned on today's show, we're talking about how you can whip your body into shape once and for all. No more of this up and down yo-yo dieting and fad dieting and crash dieting. I am so tired of fighting with personal trainers about the ridiculous bodybuilding eating plans they've all got you on, or those obscene starvation diets where the last week of your pageant you're so exhausted that you can't even think straight and you might just mumble your way through your pageant interview. Joining me today is the 2007 Miss Bikini Universe title holder, and she really feels that age is just a number. She became a fitness model at the ripe old age of 32. I think that still makes her a baby. And she has graced many fitness covers in just 3 short years and is the most sought after fitness model in the fitness industry right now. The most sought after fitness model. And I found her for you. She's the person that I've been using to help fuel my personal weight loss. And if you've been watching me on Facebook, you see that I've dramatically changed my appearance in the last 12 months. And she's also my go-to secret weapon that I'm using with my elite coaching students. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm introducing you to her today, Marzia Prince of www.marziaprince.com. Marzia, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Hi, Valerie, and hi, everybody out there. I just want to say thank you, Valerie, for saying all those kind words, and I'm very honored to be on your show. So thank you.
Well, you know,
thank you.
I'm so thrilled to have you here, and those of you who know me know how incredibly picky I am with resources that work with my private coaching students, because it's very frustrating for a contestant, and it's frustrating for me as a coach, for the contestant to put lots of time and energy into working on her interview score and getting the interview to the best it can possibly be, but her wardrobe isn't all that, or her fitness level isn't great. And my private students in the past have been working with local fitness trainers or friends of a friend, and I have just put my foot down and said, no, you have to work with somebody that we know understands pageantry. And let's just talk about that for just a minute, Marzia. What is the difference between training a pageant contestant and a regular person for every day, or a person who's getting ready for a fitness competition?
Well, as a personal trainer of 7 years, and as a pageant contestant myself, and also a bikini model in the fitness world, I have like a well-rounded range of experience of training all these ladies, and I specialize in women's training. So I do train the average soccer mom, the pageant girl, the fitness girl, you know, and the figure girl. So there's different ranges, different body types. And from my experience, a pageant physique is not the capped shoulders and the ripped six-pack and the split quads. That is not a pageant body. You want a lean, tone, feminine physique, and you want to see that there is some tone and that you take pride in your appearance. So that's the main thing. The diet is totally different. You're eating for a lifestyle. What I like to tell my ladies, fitness is not a look. It is a lifestyle. So you have to work at this every day. And you want to make sure you're eating to accommodate your lifestyle. You can't be doing these crazy bodybuilder programs if you're a pageant girl, because it's not going to work with you. You can't be on these like low starve diets, because then you're not going to be able to think, especially the week of the pageant when you're trying to do an interview and they're asking you all these questions, and you're already nervous and you're stressed, and then you have these low carbs. I mean, you really need to be on top of your game. So,
right, you know, because every pageant season, I get four or five girls who call me 10 days out of their pageant, and they're crying and they're moody and they can't understand what's going wrong, or their mother thinks they're having a meltdown. And the first question I ask them is, what are you eating? And they haven't been eating any carbs, Marzia.
Right, right. And I just think that's awful. That's different, because a pageant girl is not one of those bikini girls that's like in the IFBB or the NPC or the different type of fitness pageant. And over there, they don't have to talk. They just make an appearance on stage, show their physique.
Right.
It's completely different. For a pageant girl, they need those carbs. It has to be clean carbs. It doesn't necessarily mean you're eating something that's processed and refined and sugar. I mean, you're eating quality carbs like oatmeal and fruit. These are going to be quality carbs that make you think. So they need these carbs to get through different numbers and through actually just performing all week long, because that's the week.
Yeah, just the rehearsal schedule alone can be grueling. And,
right.
And of course, you're under a lot of emotional and mental stress, plus the physical stress of the long days. And if you're not eating properly, you're going to crash before the competition even starts. So let's start with nutrition, Marzia. I know that most people, when they think of fitness, think of their workout plan. Why is the eating program so important, and how much does it really impact your ability to get to the goal that you have set for yourself?
Well, this is what I like to say to my clients when I first meet with them or even online. I'm like, you know that old saying, you are what you eat? That's exactly right. And it's you know, the nutrition is specific for the person. So first, when I talk with somebody, I have to find out if they have any food allergies, what they like, what they don't like to eat, what their lifestyle is like, what they can and can't do. Because a lot of times, nutrition is 80% of your results. And you are what you eat. What you eat, that's how you feel. And that's also how you look. So I like to find out different various background, you know, areas of their nutrition first, and kind of baby step them into something a clean, if it's not very good, into something a little bit more cleaner. Because sometimes just nixing something out of your diet, it's very hard for somebody, especially if they have vices. Say it's like coffee or, you know, if they're eating like these 100-calorie pack snacks and stuff like that. I just try to, you know, problem solve for each individual and find out what they can and can't do. And then we just kind of work from there. And just basically, it's like, what can you do? Can you do this? Sure. If you can't do that, you need to let me know. So, and just this work, and it's taking it day by day, because really nutrition, it's everything. I mean, you can have the greatest training program and you can work your butt off, your tail at the gym 2-3 hours a day, but if you're not eating the right foods to burn that fat, to build that lean muscle that you need, then you're not able to see anything. And you've done all that work and it's totally negated.
You know, and that's how I first found you. I had been working with several well-known personal fitness trainers / nutrition people. They had a very impressive background of people that they had been successful with in bodybuilding or fitness training and a few pageants. And they kept putting me on these really, really high protein diets, Marzia. And to be quite honest with you, I would get amazingly constipated. I would be doubled over in pain. There I am on the couch, doubled over in pain, calling them saying, right, this isn't working for me. And they just kept telling me, oh, your body just needs to adjust. You need to work through it. I never worked through it, Marzia. And so I never lost any weight. I went back to my bad eating habits. Is there a point at which we're just eating too much protein?
Yes, definitely. My experience is because I also work with some of those type of trainers. They do that one size fits all, here you go, high protein
program. Exactly.
Yeah, and actually, I've been there, done that. I've had a trainer before I became a trainer prescribe that to me. And then when I became a trainer, before I had all my certifications and knowledge and work with people, I did the same thing because I didn't know any better. But through knowledge and experience, I found out each individual, no digestive system is the same. Everybody has different digestive systems and problems. And, you know, I've been there, too, with the constipation and kidney stones and the whole nine yards with too much protein. I actually became vegetarian to vegan in the process. And I'm not against eating animal meat. My husband eats animal meat and stuff like that. It's just we are eating too much protein in the fitness world, and it's too much animal protein at that. There's different types of protein. You have plant protein, you have animal protein. And you want a, you know, a mixture of different combination of that in your diet. And women really need about 50 to 80 grams of protein split up 4 to 5 times a day, depending on your schedule. Your body does not make protein. So you have to get it from a plant or animal source. And just a little bit, because your body is only going to process a certain amount of protein at one meal, and that's it. The rest, it'll either, you know, store as fat or dump as waste. And so when I see these girls eating these giant chicken breasts with broccoli, they think they're eating clean, and they're like, oh, it's just protein. I'm like, that's way too much protein. You know, 2 to 3 ounces is fine. You know, 10 to 15 grams per meal, your body will assimilate that, that's it. After that, you're storing it as fat or you're dumping it as waste.
So you don't need to be eating, like, they often have me on these, like, 90 grams of protein up to 120 grams of protein a day. That's just too much protein?
Yeah, that is too much protein. So,
yeah.
And through my experiences and stuff like that, and I've worked with nutrition specialists as well, they were telling me 1 times your body weight. That's only if you're, like, an 8-hour-a-day Olympic athlete, not if you're doing 1 to 2 hours a day. And it's for bodybuilders. I mean, these pageant girls aren't bodybuilders. So they do not need that. And that's what I've learned. And some of these ladies are like, I've been on this high-protein diet and blah, 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 and I can't lose this fat. I'm like, well, how much protein are you taking in? And then they let me know. They're like 150 or something. I'm like, wow. So what we do is cut that protein, and then they start seeing results weeks later. So
Right. Now, one of my contestants that you worked with who looks freaking amazing, my ad, she's a Ms., M.S., and she competes in a very elite group of people. And she did a whole body makeover. She started last September, and then she competed in July, and she looked completely different. And she was really eating a lot of the plant proteins in her final months of training, and it really got off those last few pounds. What qualifies as plant proteins, Marzia?
Plant proteins qualify like soy, any type of leafy greens. Beans. There's like 10 of them. I'm trying to think off the hand right now.
Yeah, pop quiz.
Yeah,
there's nothing
quiz,
like a pop quiz, right?
Usually I have a list of them. So it's basically vegetarian types of protein. So it's like tofu, any kind of soy product, any type of beans, you know, like chickpeas, black beans, kidney beans, that,
now,
of that nature.
when you're looking at buying those kinds of protein sources, a lot of them now are being marketed as organic. Is there a difference to my body whether I'm eating organic or not?
Well, actually, there is. Organic means it's basically free from pesticides, hormones, steroids, that type of stuff. Usually, if it's non-organic, it's been usually injected. Say if it's a cow, it's injected with hormones and steroids so they can produce more milk. So that stuff is going to be in your milk or low-fat cheeses or your meat.
Right. I was a little freaked out when I heard that some of the foods that I were eating had injectable hormones to, like, make the cow or the pig get bigger or
yes.
the cow. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm eating get bigger hormones. That's not helpful.
Yeah, and I found out when I was eating too much dairy and all the animal meat, I was breaking out. And I went to the dermatologist, and she said, first thing, what are you eating? I'm giving her my diet. She said, one, go organic. Number two, no dairy. Dairy breaks you out. And I was like, wow. So dairy has a lot to do with, you know, cystic acne and breaking out. So when I, as soon as I ceased the dairy and laid, you know, pretty much, not all, at that time I was still eating animal meat, but went organic, my face started clearing up.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because, of course, we're talking about nutrition as it contributes to your fitness level. But I have gotten to the point where I can now tell by looking at people in their face whether or not they're eating one of those high-protein, low-carb diets where they're just eating chicken breasts and seafood and vegetables because the face looks kind of leathery and gaunt, Marzia.
Yes, it's either two things. It's they're in their off-season, and they're really puffy, and they're holding a lot of water. And if they're
right,
you know, in season, it is gaunt, and their face does look leathery, and the pores look bigger. And
it's not a good look, ladies.
No, it's because you've been basically poisoning your body with too much animal protein for a long period of time. It could be like 12 weeks every, you know, 5 hours, five meals a day for every 3 hours. And I have to say, I was that person. I've done that. And my skin looked terrible. And it was broke out. And I just remember my mother-in-law saw me. She was like, your face. She was like, I liked it when it was a little bit fuller. And I thought,
right.
Oh,
and,
God, is my
and
face
if your
different?
Skin is showing the effects of poor nutrition, you can have all the microdermid abrasions and laser treatments in the world, but it's not going to fix the underlying problem that your skin itself is not in good condition. It's not being properly nourished.
Yeah, right. And if you continue to eat like that, it's still not going to be properly nourished. So
right. And you can maybe, ladies, you can maybe get away with it in your 20s and 30s. But if you're competing in your mid, like 35 and up, and you're eating all that animal protein. I saw a woman yesterday who looked like she was in great shape. I mean, she did. She looked like she was in great shape, just a little toning up perhaps, a few pounds lost. But her face looked so bad that I wasn't sure that anything could be done by the time of her competition date. It was just that impactful. So it really is important that we pay attention to our diet. What should we be looking for when we are talking to someone about putting together a nutrition plan for us?
Okay, this is what you need to look for. Well, first I have to say back what you were talking about the protein, and she didn't look very good. Also, besides the age factor, when you're eating all that protein, it makes you look like you're 10 years older.
So, right.
And they're really not nourishing their body. What I look for in a nutrition program right now, when I counsel everybody, and it has worked with everybody I've worked with, from a soccer mom to a fitness person to a pageant girl, even the normal person, you need fruits and vegetables. These are what is going to nourish your body. So number one is fruits and vegetables. You want obviously more vegetables than fruit in your diet. They have important vitamins and minerals and nutrients that your body needs to feed your body so you're still alive. And it's like a flower wilting. If you're just having enough, you know, protein, all this dead food, your body wilts and you don't look as good. You know, I mean, your body may look good, but your face doesn't and your energy levels don't. But
right.
When you start eating fruits and vegetables, it's like you're blooming a flower. You start looking better. I notice my skin immediately looking better. And, you know, then your abs come in and then your abs look better because you're getting all that fat off. Second would be protein. And you want, you know, if you eat animal meat, that's fine. If you're a carnivore, just a little bit of animal meat a day. And you want to have, obviously, plant protein. And then after that, I would say healthy fats. You want to make sure you have a good 35 to 45 grams of healthy fats. So you want to make sure you have a lean protein, you know, a clean carb, and a healthy fat. And it's a combo of that at each meal, you know, every day. So, and it's just seeing what works for your body type. Because you do have to play with it. You are, you know, control your body. And sometimes the doctor does not know. Only you know what you can and can't eat.
Right. It's just like when my kids were young and they had ear infections. You know, there was the typical symptoms of an ear infection. You know, I'm pulling at the ear and all that kind of stuff. I want you to know that neither one of my children had the typical symptoms of an ear infection ever. And they both had symptoms that were not similar in any way. Laura had one set of symptoms and Ryan had another set of symptoms. So just because there's general guidelines doesn't mean that that's what works for you. Well, right. Today I'm talking with Marzia Prince about what you can do right now to get started on your competition fitness level. To follow Marzia, you can check her out at her website, www.marziaprince.com. Or just click on the link on the show page. And you can also follow her on Twitter and Facebook by searching on her name, Marzia, M-A-R-Z-I-A, Prince. Well, it's time for a quick break, but stay tuned, and I'll be right back to talk about what type of fitness plan you really need to get a top fitness score at your pageant. We'll talk about all those workout programs. So don't go away. We'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Have you dreamed of being Miss Teen World? If you're from Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, New York, or Michigan, and are between 13 and 19, you could be the next Miss Teen United States World or Miss Teen World. You'll develop self-confidence, strengthen speaking skills, and make new friendships that will last a lifetime. No experience needed, and you could be in a national fashion magazine and take home more than $10,000 in cash and prizes. Just give us a call at 513-855-4133 or visit our website at writepageantproductions.homestead.com to get your free information package.
Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look. Are you struggling with choosing a pageant wardrobe? Are you hoping to discover your own winning style? Meet professional model, former title holder, owner, and fashion stylist of La Casa Hermosa Gown Shop, Robin Fleming. Robin has over 25 years of experience in fashion styling, personal branding, and creating winning looks in all phases of pageant competition. Robin knows how powerful personal branding can catapult you to the crowning moment, and she and her staff have helped hundreds of women achieve their dreams. Working with the professional stylists at La Casa Hermosa, you can select wardrobe to play up your assets, create your own winning style, and set yourself apart from the crowd in each phase of the competition. Be seen as the winner at your next pageant. Visit La Casa Hermosa online at lacasahermosa.com or call today 561-301-5523 for your personal appointment. They don't just sell you a dress, they dress you to win. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.